Hey, it's Chris Jones with the Jones Zone, and I want to thank you for listening to this episode of the podcast. Hey, real quick, before we get started, I have a favor to ask. If you've listened to the podcast before, or if you enjoy the episode you're about to hear, please like the podcast on social media, and please leave a review. Having listeners like and review the podcast is the fastest way for it to grow and reach more people, and we really want to share our stories with the biggest audience possible. Thank you. This episode of the podcast is brought to you by the Jones Zone Real Estate Team. That's right. We sponsor our own podcast. So if you know of anyone looking to buy, sell, rent, or invest in residential real estate in the Charlotte, Fort Mill, Rock Hill area, have them connect with us on their favorite platform. Enjoy the show.
It's Chris and Brian Jones, your real estate advocates, community connectors, talking Charlotte and York County area real estate, and interviewing business owners, entrepreneurs, and community leaders. Welcome to the Jones Zone Podcast.
5, 4, 3, 2, all right.
Welcome to the Jones. That was the worst countdown ever. Do it again.
3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Jones Zone Podcast. A glorious day. It snowed today.
It did.
Did you get stuck in it?
No.
Did it stick to the ground?
It didn't snow where I was.
It didn't at all? No. It went through all of York County.
I didn't see it in my house. I'm not lying.
Wow.
Don't look at me that way. I'm telling you the truth. Right.
I didn't see it. Well, how come mom called me? She lives like 5 minutes from you. And mom called me asking me if it was snowing.
I don't know. Maybe mom was looking out the window because, I don't know. I had other things to do. I wasn't looking out the window for snow. I'm sorry.
All right. Well,
hey, my birthday is coming up on Monday. What are you getting me?
I haven't gotten you anything yet.
Okay.
I went to Dollar General for your gift, and nothing popped.
They got to step it up.
Is it all too expensive?
Maybe you should go to Belk or something.
Nothing really stood out, so I'll find you something about it. When is it?
Monday.
19th, which is Monday?
Yeah.
Do we have anything going on Monday? Oh, we got the team meeting.
It's on my birthday. I can't go. I can't be expected to go to those things on my birthday. Come on.
I know. All right. Well, today we're here with Leslie Young of Decorating Den Interiors. Excuse me. The largest in-home decorating service in North America. So they come to your home or office and work with you to help visualize a design solution that aligns with your taste, your space, and your budget. Their personalized approach ensures that everything they recommend will fit perfectly within your existing furnishings and space. Leslie, welcome to the Jones Zone. Good to have you.
Great to be here. Thank you.
Yeah. So that was a quick, brief introduction, but if you don't mind, share a little bit of your personal story and your professional background and then how you got started with Decorating Den Interiors.
Okay, because my professional background is actually quite a bit different from decorating. But I'm originally from Missouri, as we were talking early, also known as Misery, especially for those of us who had to live there for an extended period of time.
Now, are you from Springfield, near Springfield?
Nope, I'm from the exact opposite side of the state, near Hannibal.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have a friend who lives near Springfield.
I probably know him.
Think so. Oh, I see what she's doing there. Okay.
Yeah. I went to the University of Missouri in Columbia, where I got a degree in mechanical engineering. So spent a number of years working in mechanical engineering, and never really liked it. It just wasn't for me. We moved around a little bit, spent a little bit of time in Florida, where it was a little bit too hot and muggy. But I had a position there in engineering, doing dust control systems for paper mills, which was stinky and dirty. And
hey, what part of Florida?
Lakeland.
Okay.
It's in the nice, hot middle section.
I lived near Tampa. Okay. Or in Tampa. I lived in Tampa.
Yeah, Tampa's pretty nice.
Yeah, I loved it.
So your family's kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. You know, you were too cold, and then you're too hot, and now you're somewhere in the middle.
Just right, yeah.
Just right.
Yeah, we really like the Charlotte area, so... my husband took a position up here, and we moved up here, and I remember looking for engineering jobs and just knew that going on interviews and actually hoping that they never called me back, you know, it's probably time for me to move on. So I took some classes in interior design to try to, you know, figure out if this is really what I wanted to do, and then once I made the decision, I called Decorating Den and bought my franchise, and I've been doing it for 5 years now.
So. That's awesome. So, what kind of classes did you have to take? I mean, I think most people probably didn't realize that you have to take classes. Do you have to get a certification and all that to do this? Or
actually, you don't have to get a certification to do this. Well, and it varies by state. Different states have different regulations. But I took some online classes, just, you know, mainly for my own benefit. But yeah, there's a lot of classes on, like, history of interior design. You study all the different styles throughout the ages, the Baroque style, Art Nouveau, and all that. Get familiar with that. You do class on color theory, so you understand colors and how they go together.
It's like psychology, like color psychology. Is that what that is, or just like what match, like art and type, what matches?
Like art, you know, the primary colors, secondary colors.
All right, I'm gonna put Chris on the spot here, Chris. Okay, what's a primary color?
That's the
Just give me an example.
Red.
Yeah. Okay.
That's pretty.
That was it?
Yeah, that was
bad. That's the test.
Well, you know, I would have to look up more answers. Okay, what's a secondary color?
A secondary color would be like orange.
And what do you get when you mix? What colors do you create to make?
Yellow and red.
That's too easy. Yeah. That was way too easy.
Tell us a little bit more about that. That's so interesting to me. Like, not that it's an easy profession per se, but like, I didn't realize all the training went into that. So like, what are some, like, elaborate on that a little bit if you can.
Well, and you know, there's your basic design principles, and then there's basic design elements. So your elements would be like line, space, color. Your principles would be scale, proportion, harmony, putting things together. And so if you understand all the elements and the principles, it just helps you develop a little bit better design.
Sounds so much more sophisticated than me saying, put that lamp over there.
Yeah, put the lamp there and the throw pillow. Put that over there too.
And, you know, a lot of this is intuitive to a lot of people. And I think the people that do very well with design, a lot of this is very intuitive. But it's always good to kind of review and be able to, you know, put names to it and everything, so that when you look at a design, you can say, okay, yeah, this one is definitely, it's in proportion, or this little bit might be improved on because it's a little out of scale or something.
So walk through us, like, when you meet with a client at their house, and is that they want you to design their living room or whatever, walk us through the process of how that goes down.
You mean that when I'm there, what I do? Usually I start with a quick home tour, and what that does is I see what they have, and I ask them to point out things they like and things they don't like, so that I get a feel for their design style. Sometimes that's tough because the house may be totally empty, or they have stuff they hate, and then that gets a little tricky. And then we talk about what they want in the space, how they'll use the space, you know, what will you be doing here, how many family members typically use it. You know, basically play 100 questions. I ask tons and tons of questions, trying to get to know the client and what they want in the space. An important question I always ask is how they want it to feel when I'm done, because I think that's the important aspect of design. And then we sit down and have the uncomfortable discussion of budget, because that's always a limiting factor. You know, I've never met anybody who had an unlimited budget. Love to meet that client.
Well, I'm right here, Brian Jones. Yeah. Nice to meet you.
After that, I develop a plan, show them some different options. We refine it until we get something that they really like, and then start getting furniture in.
So when you realized that you weren't going to be mechanical engineering and doing all that stuff, what gave you the courage to say, you know, I'm going to start my own business, I'm going to open up a franchise? Like, I mean, that's a pretty big jump to just kind of go for it like that. What inspired you to do that?
Yeah, I'd like to say that I just jumped right into it, but I actually started looking into doing the franchise when I was in Florida in 2007.
Okay.
In the fall. And if you remember 2008, then, mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, especially in Florida.
What happened?
Yeah,
what happened,
it was bad.
What happened in 2008?
Obama became president, and then things changed a little bit. No, the housing thing, clearly.
Yeah, and it was particularly bad in Florida. Yeah. And so, you know, I was kind of ready at that point, and then the economy went in the crapper. And so I'm like, okay, let's, obviously not the right time. And then when we moved to Charlotte, you know, I mentioned doing the engineering interviews. And
yeah.
I think it's better to try and fail than not ever try. So that was my attitude, and I'm like, I just got to do it.
How hard of an adjustment was it for you to
be your own business and be your own boss and all that.
Well, that's one of the reasons why I went with the franchise decorating, Dan, because even though I felt comfortable with the design aspect of it, you're right, running your own business is a whole different animal, and you got to take care of marketing and advertising and accounting and all that. And so through the franchise system, they have a lot of support there. We also have a very close-knit group here in Charlotte. There's four other owners in the area that if I have any issues, I can call up and say, how do I do this? You know, how do I even enter this sale? Or who do I look for if I need a particular style sofa or whatever? So there's a lot of support there, and that was very helpful in me making the transition.
Yeah. Where do you buy all your stuff?
This is another one of the things why I really like Decorating Den is they have preferred suppliers. So they have these suppliers that they have special agreements with that we work with on a regular basis. And we're not restricted to them, so if I need to go somewhere else and get something, I can. But I try to work through them because I'm very familiar with them. And I go to market 2 times a year, which is here in High Point, which is great. I get to see all their new stuff. I get real familiar with what they have. So that's who I typically work with is the preferred suppliers to get things for your home.
And then so in terms of the scope of all the services that you provide, do you do staging or anything like that? Or is this mainly just for homeowners that say we need help designing our house? And like what are kind of the range of the services that you provide?
Yeah, you know, I found out pretty quick what I liked to do and what I didn't like to do, and I decided I didn't want to spend time doing things I really didn't like to do. So I don't typically do any kind of construction projects or the staging. I do prefer to work with homeowners who are maybe refreshing their house, or they need a makeover, or they need, you know, new window treatments, things along that line.
Do you work with any, like, painting companies or home improvement companies? Like, do you have any partnerships with anybody local that you typically use? Or
there's a local handyman that he does all my installations, and if I have any painting to do, he does all that for me. McGirt's Contracting, I have to give him a little plug. He always does a really good job for me. So
who how do you market your business? Because like a lot of our listeners, our audience, they're business owners, entrepreneurs, and they're always looking for ways, different ways for marketing. Do you have that problem as a franchise owner? Or does Decorating Den handle the marketing for you as part of their
franchise? I think that's a constant struggle. And in talking with the other owners in the area, you know, finding new clients, it's tough. You know, the corporate office does do some advertising in like the national magazines, like Better Homes and Gardens and El Decor. So they do some national stuff, but locally they don't really help us out very much. And I tried some print ads and found out they were a big zero. So I don't do any print ads anymore. And I kind of have the philosophy that if someone's going to hire you for interior design, they're probably going to go on the web first and look at your website, your portfolio, and all that. So I focus, all my advertising is done online. I do Google AdWords and the internet display ads. And, of course, I have a Facebook page. And I had my daughter show me Instagram last night.
So
trying to get into
that. Well, Instagram for that demographic would be great because Instagram, the ages are going up and higher as far as the demographics. So you can target homeowners, but also photography.
Yes.
You know, that's a huge, like Instagram, like that whole platform is based on photos and videos. And that's a huge, if you could share your story, share the customer story on Instagram. I think you're onto something there.
And Pinterest and stuff.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and Pinterest and house too. So.
How do you spell that? Houzz.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How has HGTV changed your industry since you've been in it, or maybe not since you've been in it, but just in general? Like, I know people are always talking about HGTV with us, just as real estate agents.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure you get it all the time.
Yeah.
How is it dealing with that?
It's interesting. My biggest complaint is that, you know, people, they see this huge, massive makeover in 30 minutes and they never talk about money. So they never really have an idea of how much all this costs. And I think on a lot of the shows, even when they do show costs, they don't include any labor in it. And
that's
so,
the thing. That's why it's so, like, on these shows, it's like, you know, kitchen remodel, $8,000. But it's like,
no, there's no way.
Yeah, it's like, come on, man.
So that's, an issue with that. But, you know, I think it also raises awareness. I think, you know, having a home that you feel comfortable in is really, really important. And I think that, you know, HDTV, people see that and they realize that, yeah, you know, it is important to have a place I feel comfortable in.
Yeah. What are some of the most common themes that we're seeing now in terms of color trends or furniture trends?
What's in style?
What's in style now? We don't know.
I surely don't know.
What are some things you're seeing?
Well, of course, it is always changing, and here in the Charlotte area, we're a little bit behind. So if you go to the coast, you're probably going to find something a little bit different than we have here. But, you know, gray as the neutral has been strong for a long time, and we're still seeing that here, although it seems like it's going towards warmer tone grays, so not the blue grays, but more of like the taupes. Definitely still seeing a lot of gray. Navy blue is really hot right now. Seeing a lot of navy blue.
In terms of the living space, or?
Yeah, as an accent color, blue and white rooms, or blue and gray and white is very, very popular. So I think, at some point we're going to get back to the brighter colors, but we're definitely not there yet. We're still in like the lighter
colors. My room's black. I have three black walls. And then
your bedroom?
Yeah. And then my accent wall is red, so it's black and red. I find it personally, it puts me in a great mood. Like I wake up and I'm just like, I feel good.
You want to go back to sleep? You have the blackout curtains and everything?
Yeah, oh yeah, of course.
It's dark.
Keep it super dark in there.
Huh? Actually, I used to do that when I was in Germany working third shift. Mm-hmm. I would, I put some blackout curtains in, but what I did was I put aluminum foil. This is, I was young and stupid, but I put aluminum foil on the windows. And then I put poster board over that, worked like a charm. It looked really trashy because people would look outside and see my aluminum foil. No, I'm sorry. I had the poster board first and then aluminum foil over the poster board. Still looked trashy, but it did its purpose. You know, I was working third shift. I needed to sleep. But the light was coming in. It was making a whole mess out of my life. But that was awesome. It was like I would wake up at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon and it would be like pitch black in my room. It was awesome.
Now, is this the same place that used to drive you nuts with all the construction?
No, that was Tampa. That was Tampa. MacDill Air Force Base. Yeah, they were doing construction on my apartment complex. And I worked third shift there as well. And I would get home. I would get home up by like 6:30 in the morning. And by 7:20, you know, I was working. And these were 12-hour shifts, 6 to 6.
Okay.
I don't know if I ever told you that. Did I leave that part out?
Maybe
6
you
to 6.
Yeah.
Now, granted, I didn't work the whole 12 hours. I worked probably like 6 of the 12 hours. But I would get home at 6:30, you know, eat a bowl of cereal and lay down. By 7:20, they were working. They were starting their day. So I was sleeping. I would try sleeping in the closet for several days to escape this noise because it was like bang, bang, right? Like they were working on the building I was living in. It was nuts. Miserable. I ended up having to buy a lodging room on base for like a week. You know how much money that cost me? Anyways, I'm sorry. This is about you, not about me.
Leslie, what are some common tips that you give people in terms of, like, if someone came to you and said they wanted to improve their space or declutter or anything like that, what are some common tips that you give people usually?
I think a step that people skip a lot of times that they need to spend a little more time on is just a general plan. Get an overall plan of what you want to do and what you want to accomplish. Because I see people, you know, oh, I need something to store, you know, whatever, or I need a new sofa, and they just go out and buy something and bring it back, and maybe it's too big or too small, or color doesn't work, or they don't really have a place to put it. So I think just planning out what it is you want to do, taking some measurements, and having a game plan before you get started.
Do you have any problems with inspiration? Like, say if you visit a house and you just aren't, nothing's coming to mind. Like, is that ever a problem where you're like, I have no idea what I can do here? is that a problem? Like, do you ever come across that?
Should I admit to that?
Like, if some guy's like,
well, if, right, okay, well, don't admit. Okay, yeah.
And you're like, what do you like? Yeah, so that comes down to her interviewing skills, I guess, like when she meets with the client, right?
Yeah, and usually, and a lot of times, if I can convince the client to set up a Pinterest page or a house account and go pull images of things that they like, you can almost always get a clear, you start seeing trends of what they like, and so you can work on that. But yeah, every once in a while, you know, you get to, especially if you have a client that has a totally empty house. I have one lady that just moved here, and I walked into her family room, and she had a pink chair in the middle and a TV, and that was all she had in the room. I'm like, what's your style? I don't know. Well, can you do some boards? Well, I really don't have time for that, you know, so... It's just at that point, I'll browse through magazines and stuff, try to find inspiration, and I'll pull together something that I feel really good about. And a lot of times it works. Sometimes it doesn't.
What's the most common type of job that you do? I mean, is it primarily living space, or do people just say do the whole house? I mean, is there a certain priority most homeowners take?
Yeah, I get a lot of, I do a lot of window treatments. Decorating didn't start out as a window treatment company.
Okay.
So we specialize in window treatments. So I do a lot of draperies and blinds and Roman shades and things like that. So I do a lot of that. And then the other is what I'll call like a room refresh. Maybe they have a fairly new sofa and chairs that they want to work with, but their tables are maybe a little old, and maybe they need a new rug, and they just need a few pieces to kind of pull everything together. So I do a lot of that, and then I do get a fair amount of people moving into the area, or they're just wanting to start fresh, and they don't bring anything, and they just have totally empty space, which I love. It's fine.
If they cooperate and do the board and
yeah,
help you out a little bit.
Yeah.
So I didn't realize the window treatment aspect of your business. So what all do you guys do in terms of that?
Well, like I said, it's mainly draperies, and so it'd be curtains and valances. But you know, a lot of the new homes, they don't have anything on the windows, so you might need some blinds, or if you want something a little more upscale, there's some roller shades that are really nice, or some woven wood products that are really nice, or plantation shutters, things like that.
Do you guys ever do exterior stuff, backyards, patios, that sort of thing?
We do outside furnishings. So if you had an outside space, we don't do like the hard escape stuff, like fireplaces and things like that. But if you needed furnishings for it, we definitely do that. We've got probably about 4 or 5 suppliers of outdoor furnishings. We can do the outdoor lamps and tables, whatever you would need, rugs.
I need a rug.
Needs a rug outside.
Everybody needs a rug outside?
Yeah.
What do you mean by that? Do you really believe that?
Well, if you have a deck or a hardscape area.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Bring a little bit of color in. On your grass, obviously.
But what if they get... How do you keep them from getting
rained on
and disgusting?
Well, they would need tents. You would need a tent.
No. No, they have... outdoor rugs, and they're made of super durable material, and if they get a little moldy or something, you just pour some bleach on them, let it sit, and hose it off with a hose. I have one outside. It's been outside 2 years, and once a year I take it and just pour some bleach on it and scrub it a little bit in the dirty areas, hose it off, and let it dry.
Is it white?
Nope.
How can you pour bleach on it then?
You'd be surprised.
That's a good question.
At some of the products they have are very good. The outdoor rugs, you can put bleach on them. They hold up to it. And actually now they have a line of performance fabrics that you can put on sofas and chairs. And you can actually put bleach on and wine on, and it'll wipe right up. And actually, you know, I got my samples, and they were telling me this, and I was telling my client this, and I'm like, you know, I need to test this just to make sure. So I took my sample, and on one side I poured wine, the other side I poured bleach, and I let it sit for about 2 minutes and run it under the sink, and it all came out, and you can't even tell. So
wow.
Nice.
So if you have kids or pets, I mean, that's great for sofas.
Was it a red wine, I assume?
Yeah.
Very good. How can you guys help people with their kitchen? Remodeling kitchens are huge. So like...
Yeah.
That's not really a furniture type of thing, but mm-mm. That's still something you guys probably do, right?
I can do, like I said, I try not to get too much into the construction. I had a bad experience with a bad contractor. I'm sure...
contractor?
Imagine.
Hold on.
Well, I guess he started not showing up and being late.
I'm probably the only one that's had a bad experience with a contractor. But so I typically don't get into those projects too much. But what I can help with is if someone needs help picking their finishes. So say they need help with picking tile, picking countertops, cabinet colors, flooring, things like that. But I don't do quite so much of that, but I do on occasion. So.
And what areas do you guys serve? I know you mentioned that there's a few interior people here with decorating dens, but what areas do you typically serve?
Well, I'm not restricted, you know, through decorating den about where I go, so I can go throughout the whole Charlotte area. But I try to focus more in Fort Mill, Tegucay, Lake Wylie, Rock Hill, kind of down in this area a little bit more. But I do have clients in Charlotte, and I've had a few in Huntersville, but that's getting way up there.
Huntersville.
Yeah, I know.
All right, Leslie, why don't you take a minute and tell us a little bit about this Dream Room contest you guys got going on.
Yeah, this is great. Every year, Decorating Den, they host a contest. All the owners submit their best rooms to see who has the best room, and they open it up to public voting. So there's a website that you can go to and vote on your favorite rooms.
So this is a room that you designed, and then all of us and all of your friends go on and vote for you? Is that what you're saying?
Hopefully they like my room.
What's the website?
If you go to my Facebook page, you can access it.
Okay.
So just Google Leslie Young Decorating Den. My Facebook page should pop up, and you'll see the room that I entered. I just have one this year, but it's in the bathroom category. So.
Oh, okay. Very good. I didn't think about bathrooms. Kitchens were obvious, but yeah, do you guys do a lot of bathrooms too? I mean,
not a whole lot.
Not
so
much you can do unless you're adding sinks and stuff or painting.
Well, this one was this one's actually my own bathroom, but it was totally remodeled.
Oh, nice.
So I stripped it down.
All right, well, let's take the last minute here and just kind of bring us home, remind us who you are and what you do, and then more importantly, how can people get in touch with you if they're interested in hiring a interior designer?
Yeah, Leslie Young with Decorating Den Interiors. My website is Leslie, L-E-S-L-E-Y, young.decoratingden.com. Go on there. You'll find all my information. You'll see my portfolio. Take a look at my room. So hopefully you'll see something that you like and give me a call.
Awesome. Well, Leslie, thanks for coming on the Jones Zone. It was a pleasure to have you.
Thanks so much. It was a lot of fun.
Thanks so much for listening to the Jones Zone podcast with Chris and Brian Jones. We'll catch you on the next episode.